USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says talking about a motive in the deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis that left 8 people dead isn't prudent right now.
It would be premature to speculate on that motivation.
In saying that, FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Keenan noted the short of amount of time the investigation has been opened. Keenan saying the FBI is helping with the investigation.
FBI personnel are assisting the crime scene, conducting interviews, assisting on the search of the suspect's home, and will provide any technical expertise requested by the IMPD.
President Biden hosting the Prime Minister of Japan for an official visit at the White House. The two holding meetings and then will hold a news conference in the Rose Garden at 4:15 Eastern Time. The two not having dinner, though, together, although both men are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is again warning about the growth of virulent mutations or variants.
We are announcing a $1.7 billion investment to bolster the ability of the CDC and state and local public health departments to monitor, track, and defeat emerging threats.
COVID also telling reporters a variance amount for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. A new memorial honoring those who fought in World War I opened today in Washington, D.C. Many say the memorial has been a long time coming since it's the only major war from the 20th century that didn't have a memorial in the nation's capital. It's located on Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. The Republican governor penning a 3-page letter laying out his case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Republican-controlled House in Florida passed a bill banning transgender athletes from playing girls' sports, shifting attention to the state Senate where final approval is needed to send the bill to Governor Ron DeSantis. Republican lawmakers saying the bill is needed to protect the sanctity of women's sports, but opponents say it only legalizes bullying for transgender students. The NCAA weighing in saying that states that pass these sorts of bills will not be eligible to host future championship games, to which Republican Senator from Florida Ron DeSantis tells Fox News.
Well, first off, Florida's not going to be bullied by the NCAA. You know, we already have, in Florida, we've already passed it out of the House, the state House. Men should not be playing women's sports. It's pretty basic. You know, my wife and I raised 2 daughters. It wouldn't have been fair for them if men played in their sporting events. The American public doesn't agree with this. I mean, Joe Biden does, the radical left does, but this is pretty basic. Men should play in men's sports, women in women's sports. But by the way, we took a vote on the Senate floor. Schumer, Warnock from Georgia, Kelly in Arizona, Cortez Masto in Nevada, Hassam in New Hampshire, Bennett in Colorado, they all said, no, we believe that men should be able to compete in women's sports. And that's what that's going to do is they should not suggest they care about women's sports because it's going to decimate women's sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.